Hi everyone, Saint Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because, well, I didn't get any for today. So I wanted to cover an article from the Woke Street Journal called Meddling Parents Hire Dating Coaches for Their Grown Children. When a 33-year-old woman learned of her father's plans to hire a matchmaker to help her find her a partner, she asked Dad, "What are you crazy?" The article's behind a paywall and someone on the goingyourownway.com forum found a copy. And I'll read the article now and some comments below it, and I quote, "Parents who gave their grown children a gym membership at Christmas risk a recriminatory, 'What are you saying, Mom?' But so does surprising them with offers to pay for dating coaches and matchmakers. 2 years ago, Kelly Kaku's mother bought her a $797 online course called Fall in Love by Christmas. Ms. Kaku, 34 years old, was blindsided. 'I was like, I'm trying,' said Kaku. A 7th grade teacher had moved back home to Fresno, California at the time. She agreed to the course mostly because she didn't want to waste her mom's money. Dating coaches say pandemic lockdowns and their long-term aftermath have raised parents' worries that their grown children will stay single forever. That has led to a surge in interest from mothers and fathers splurging on premium dating app subscriptions, relationship classes, and one-on-one sessions with dating experts for their children," said relationship psychologist and dating coach Christy Kadarian. "I guess you'll know if someone is for you in only 5 dates according to her services," unquote. And below that, there's one statement claiming that these special snowflakes will never fall in love because they've already fallen in love with their phones. Another person says a 34-year-old teacher living at home with her parents isn't going to get married. It's too late. She's hit the wall. Sorry. A third person said that these parents are desperate to have their now adult children get married so the parents can continue to ignore how failed parents, misandry, anti-family courts, government intrusion, government debt, inflation, etc. have ruined the institution of marriage. Have you checked the stock of young women out there today? Young men don't want to marry that brainwashed crazy shit," unquote. But what I think is really going on here is that this Woke Street Journal article is a carefully concealed advertisement for dating coach Christy Kadarian. Maybe she paid them a few $1,000s to write the story and shoehorn her into it, so she can get desperate parents to contact her and pay for her services. Real estate agents do it all the time in Canada on radio and television. But recently there's been trouble in real estate land. I know guys that have been agents for 25 years now getting an actual job because they can't sell properties anymore. Sales volumes have cratered. That comment about the 34-year-old not being able to get married is wrong. I've been doing wedding videos and photos for 40-something brides lately a lot. My favorite part is when the kids that attend the event tell her to have lots of kids, not realizing that her biological clock is ticked down already. You see these brides trying to hold back their tears when these kids tear them apart like that by accident. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to parents hiring dating roaches to coach their post-wall porpoise of a daughter clown world show. First, I guess they pay for a gym membership, which in a way is parents shaming their children to lose weight and look great, so that their prospects with the opposite sex increase. But with the grown children that aren't overweight, I guess they're trying a different strategy now. John Anthony Lifestyle and other dating roaches are probably drooling all over the possibility of having a new market to tap. Parents paying for coaches for their adult children. I can see it now. Dating roaches that target parents and sell them on the hopes that they can find their adult children a partner, get them out of the house, and give them some grandkids. There is no mention of fixing these structural underlying issues of modern marriage and relationships, however. Parents probably don't understand that their high-earning teacher daughters are hypergamous, and they actually aren't interested in settling down with men that make less money than they do. Some smart entrepreneur out there should figure out a way to target the parents of single adults. Once you find a client, just ask those parents if they know any other parents that have unmarried adult children living at home. then contact the other people and see if they're open to buying courses too. If they aren't, then thank them and ask them if they know anyone else that you can actually be pointed to as a referral. So long as you follow up on your leads and have a decent course to offer, you can make a lot of money selling hopium to boomers. They already do stuff like this in China and Japan, and I've seen documentaries where parents drag their herbivore man sons and dry fish lady daughters to public parks and try to set them up with one another. What they don't seem to realize is that almost all couplings happen over the internet these days. I think parents should continue giving their kids gym memberships because if they increase their sexual marketplace value, it's more likely to get them a partner rather than learning other various pickup and dating techniques. With more men looking like they actually have low testosterone and making less money than women, is it any wonder that more than half the adults are single out there? You know, this is going to get a lot worse. Many boomers aren't going to get grandkids or Medicare or Medicaid because those will go broke. More men than ever will be going on strike from relationships, and the men that remain in the workforce are going to demand higher wages, fueling inflation. The boomers started life off during a super time to be alive, but at the end of their life, they're going to suffer because they've made their children suffer, so they will continue to live the quality of life that they're accustomed to. As for that daughter in Fresno that's a teacher now taking dating courses, good luck with that. The dating sites in Canada are filled with fat female teachers making $80,000 or $90,000 a year that are unattractive and mean-spirited. The nurses too. Many are programmed by government propaganda to be woke leftists. What sane man would actually want that? I once had a fat teacher show interest in me a number of years ago, but she was a fat feminist. She's still unmarried and so is her sister. It all comes down to super high expectations on the part of many of them and unwillingness to settle. They want the top men and aren't willing to settle for less because they see the best men online. Older people don't really understand how the world has changed. Many of them still watch television and rarely use their smartphone or computer. They're stuck in the past with regards to how they consume media, interact, and see that world. Many are too stupid to realize that their experience growing up formed them into completely different people. Many of them got to play life on easy mode. I can't tell you how many guys I know that work 60 hours a week with multiple degrees and great jobs, yet they can't keep up with their blue-collar parents where they were roughly at the same age. Plus, old people today were young in the 70s and 80s when the obesity rates were lower. And I remember in high school there were only a couple of junior land whales in my graduating year. But today there's a whole herd of them in each class. I've also noticed the trend of 30-something-year-old bridesmaids recently that are still single. This is over the last 3 or 4 years just before COVID and continuing after, as most weddings were either canceled or limited to only 10 or 20 people during it. I think it's important that if you're older to put yourself in the place of your single unmarried children. Maybe instead of paying for dating courses from John Anthony Lifestyle, pay for your son to take a trip to Southeast Asia or Japan. Maybe you'll have better luck geomaxing instead of moomaxing in the West by picking the skinniest of the bovine-looking babes. Maybe pay for your son to have leg-lengthening surgery so he can be 3 to 6 inches taller, if you can afford that. Looks max your son and then send him to Asia to geomax. Then the odds will be pretty good that he gets married or at the very least finds a girlfriend. As for a daughter out of spite, she'll probably eat more if you get her that gym membership. If you hire a dating coach for her, she's probably going to go to see if he's actually worth smashing, or so she doesn't hurt your feelings by not going. The problem is not that women don't have dating skills. All they have to do is hang around the men that they're interested in, and if the guy notices, he will ask them out. But what all this tells me is that there aren't enough guys out there that are worthy of a woman asking out in the first place, or that women have their own money unlike in the olden days, and therefore don't need to cozy their cooch up to a cock. Plus, to be honest, they don't really like men all that much. In the past, they wouldn't have survived physically or financially without a dude. With fossil fuel energy and jobs for females, they don't need us anymore. Plus, they get their attention from their phones through social media. So is it any wonder that they don't actually want to date men anymore? I wouldn't want to either if I was a woman. They get to enjoy their so-called independence. As for guys, if they want a date, they can watch all the PUA channels on YouTube for free, so if you're a boomer and listening to this thinking of paying for a dating roach for your son, the information for pickup is already out there. Just point him to a pickup channel. But boomers are still going to waste a lot of their money on self-help shit because that industry has been huge over the last few decades, and they think their adult children will also find it valuable. I think people just need to accept that women aren't dating and marrying because they don't like men, and the men they do like are taken and won't settle down. And that men aren't dating because they're either incels or going their own way, because marriage is a bad deal for men. I would say that there would actually be hope if one side of the species was dependent on the attention and resources from the other. But that's clearly not the case anymore. But these boomers want their grandkids, and many of their kids can't afford them. So now they're throwing money at the problem because many of them have plenty of it. But time they don't. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that boomers want their grown kids to smash and make babies so they can selfishly have grandkids. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps your mother from not realizing that you're a MGTOW and buying you a session with that pickup roach douche V away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.